I'm Gene Randall. The day after delivering his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress, when the tension was discernible, the stage is set for U.S. President Donald Trump's expected acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial. The only real question is whether any Democrats will join the Republicans in their rock-solid support for a not-guilty verdict. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
No Republicans have indicated they'll vote to convict the president, but some Democrats up for re-election in states where the president's popular are being closely watched to see if they break ranks. Alabama's Doug Jones was one, but has now made his call.
I will vote to convict the president on both articles of impeachment,
saying he came to a reluctant conclusion after sleepless Kyrsten Sinema have not yet said how they will vote. Democrats want to keep the president from being able to claim a bipartisan acquittal. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Self-styled Venezuelan interim president Juan Guaido is scheduled to meet with President Trump at the White House this hour. He was Mr. Trump's guest at the State of the Union address. Guaido has so far failed in his campaign to gain the ouster of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas, despite widespread international support, including that of the United States. Some passengers were injured today when a Turkish plane skidded off the runway at an airport in Istanbul, crashed into a field, caught fire, and broke into pieces. There were more than 170 aboard. No word on whether any of the injuries was serious. The Taliban is rejecting the American charge that the insurgent group lacks the will to work toward ending the war in Afghanistan. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo demanded what he called demonstrable evidence from the Taliban it would reduce the level of Afghan violence as a move toward a peace settlement. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Chinese health officials say the number of coronavirus deaths is approaching 500 and that new cases have risen to nearly 25,000. Meanwhile, a luxury Japanese cruise ship with some 3,700 people aboard has been quarantined in the port of Yokohama after suspected virus victims were evacuated and hospitalized. For the rest of the travelers, a long 2 weeks ahead. David Abel is a passenger aboard the Diamond Princess.
The Japanese health authority now insists that we, all passengers, have to remain in their cabins. We can't open a door and walk along the corridor. We are confined to cabin for the duration of the cruise.
Another shipload of passengers will be screened in Hong Kong after being denied entry to Taiwan. So far, at least 490 people in China have died from the coronavirus since it was detected in December. There are about 150 confirmed cases in 23 other countries. There has been one death outside China in the Philippines. Despite its increasing numbers globally, the World Health Organization says the outbreak has not yet reached the level of a pandemic. With the rapid spread of the new virus comes the worry over how it can be stopped. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Halting the spread of a new virus that has killed hundreds in China is difficult, in part because important details about the illness and how it spreads are still unknown. China orchestrated history's largest antiviral campaign by blocking 50 million people from leaving Wuhan and nearby cities where the outbreak has been concentrated. Some places are discouraging people from even leaving their apartments, and businesses and offices are closed indefinitely. Foreign governments have rushed to get their citizens out of China, while also restricting visitors from the country. And countries' efforts to hold people in quarantine to stop a possible pandemic have not always been smooth. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations says hundreds of thousands of civilians in the Syrian province of Idlib are facing a humanitarian emergency and are in desperate need of life-saving assistance. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Relentless bombing by Syria and its Russian ally is forcing tens of thousands of people to flee in search of refuge, but there are no safe zones. Countries bordering Syria have repeatedly closed their borders, forcing people caught up in the violence to keep moving in this area where no open escape routes exist. Over the past 2 months, spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, says more than 500,000 people, most of them women and children, have been displaced from their homes. He says many flee with nothing more than the clothes on their backs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.